The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf with your 5-minute daily Advent cast. From Benedict XVI's Jesus of Nazareth, the Infancy Narratives. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, we read in Luke 2, verse 7. What does this mean? The firstborn is not necessarily the first in a series. The word firstborn points not to a continuing number, but rather indicates a theological quality which finds expression in the oldest of Israel's collection of laws. The instructions for the Passover contain the following passages. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine." Exodus 13, verse 1 following. "Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem." Exodus 13, verse 13. So, the reference to the firstborn is also in anticipation of the account, soon to follow, of Jesus' presentation in the temple. Clearly, this word highlights the particular way in which Jesus belongs to God. Pauline theology took the idea of Jesus as firstborn two steps further. In the letter to the Romans, Paul calls Jesus the firstborn among many brethren. 8, verse 29. Having risen, he is now firstborn in a new way, and at the same time he is the beginning of a host of brethren. In the new birth of the resurrection, Jesus is no longer merely the first in dignity, he now ushers in a new humanity. Once he has broken through the iron door of death, there are many more who can pass through with him, many who in baptism have died with him and have risen with him. In the letter to the Colossians, the idea is developed further. Christ is called the firstborn of all creation, 1 verse 15, and firstborn from the dead, 1 verse 18. In him all things were created, 1 verse 16, that in everything he might be preeminent, 1 verse 18. The concept of firstborn takes on a cosmic dimension. Christ, the incarnate Son, is, so to speak, God's first thought, preceding all creation, which is ordered toward him and proceeds from him. He is both the beginning and the goal of the new creation that was initiated with the resurrection. Luke does not speak in these terms, yet for us, reading his gospel with the benefit of hindsight, this cosmic glory is already present in the lowly manger in the cave at Bethlehem. Here, he who is truly the firstborn of all that is came to dwell in our midst. From Vom Sinn des Christseins by Joseph Ranziger. On Ember Wednesday in Advent, we find in the Liturgy of the Mass precisely this mystery of hope. The Church on this day presented it to us in the person of the Mother of the Lord, the Holy Virgin Mary. In these weeks of Advent, she stands before us as the woman who carries the hope of the world in her womb, and thus walks ahead of us on our way as the sign of hope. She stands before us as the woman in whom the humanly impossible has been made possible through God's saving mercy, and thus she becomes a sign for us all. For relying solely on ourselves, on the meager flame of our goodwill and the wretchedness of our deeds, we will not achieve salvation. This is utterly insufficient. It is impossible. Yet God, in His mercy, has made possible the impossible. We only have to say, in complete humility, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord." Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Advent cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.